Hello friends, welcome to Sahil Sharma Podcasts, where you get the all informational stuff related to your life problems. Today we are going to discuss the difference between the goodness and kindness, or the difference between gentleness and humanity. Firstly, we will know about the definitions of both, and some questions that might occur in our mind regarding this, like, what are the importance of these qualities in our life? How can we acquire these qualities? What are the benefits of these qualities? How it helps in making your life more happy and prosperous? What is goodness or gentleness? Goodness is the quality of having good and moral traits. It is the virtue of being righteous in action. Goodness can be achieved at any stage of life by some guidance and good habits. Every act of goodness is born from our desire to be happy. Goodness is not only a quality, rather it's a process of growth in our life. The more we become good in our life, the more peaceful our life becomes. The process may be harder, but the end will be joyful. It is very difficult to always be on the path of goodness. We always be misguided by the materialistic illusion and lust around us, and that leads us to negative things, which is not good. Goodness is like wow. When somebody feels like this for you, you will be definitely a great person. Everyone is good in their eyes, but are they really good? Is known by their qualities and action. Goodness is there, when somebody else feels good or positive about your nature. People often make images of others in their mind by other person's qualities. Everyone feels comfortable to talk with positive people. Everyone love and wants to make friendship with good people. What is kindness or humanity? Kindness is the quality of sympathy and understanding for every living being. It is similar to goodness, but while talking about the kindness, we involve affection for people around us. Kindness comes from the heart. It is not a skill to be acquired by some physical means. Kindness is a process of thinking beyond the limits of materialistic illusion. If we feel greedy about the materialistic achievement, we can't become kind. You know someone is truly special when the most beautiful thing they have on is a kind soul. Mats Honed Liweo. To become kind, you should practice thoughtfulness. It helps you to look at others as they are, without your own positive or negative opinion. Thoughtfulness helps keep your mind relaxed and happy. It makes easy to take good decisions. There are many signs of being kind. Some examples are helping the needy, talking politely, opening a door, doing charity, and feeding a hungry man. Kindness is the quality of courageous people. Some think that it's a sign of weakness and taking advantage of it, but it is not like that. The seven social sins are: wealth without work, pleasure without conscience, knowledge without character, commerce without morality, science without humanity, worship without sacrifice, politics without principle. We often hear this: humanity is the supreme religion. We must accept this, because every religion teaches us to be kind and humble to every living being. Some comparison or difference between goodness and kindness. Goodness and kindness are both the virtues of a good person. These qualities help you in every stage of life. Everyone likes to make friendship with a good and kind person. The main difference between goodness and kindness is that kindness is generally liberal and sympathetic, and serving others is its main purpose, while goodness generally aims at being righteous in action and behavior. Combining the two qualities make a good person. We should cultivate these in ourselves. Though both are the qualities of a good person, still there are some differences between goodness and kindness. Goodness generally means being honest and moral in your action and thoughts, whereas kindness generally means being generous, considerate, and pleasant in nature. One more difference between goodness and kindness is the qualities we associate with them. Kindness generally associates with generosity, mildness, and carefulness, while goodness associates with truthfulness, morality, and uprightness. Likewise, qualities such as cruelty, meanness, harshness, and brutality are the opposite of unkindness, whereas sinful, immoral, and foul are the opposite of goodness. What is the importance of good qualities in our life? Earth is the only planet where the survival of living beings is possible. There are many distinct living species on Earth. Human beings are the best creatures on God, O Earth. The mechanism of human beings is very complicated. The modern technology has helped a lot to know about it in detail, but the origin of life is still unrevealed. The development in any field is the result of the human mind and its thinking power. The human mind is so powerful that it can create the most pleasant thing as well as the most destructible thing artificially. Everyone has some unique qualities in their lives. Some use that for positive work and some for negative work. People with good heartness and compassion will always avoid entering any negative thought in their mind. They always practice engaging their mind in the process of goodness and humanity. A positive mind always gives positive and productive ideas. Any materialistic achievement will never make us contented in life, it never makes us peaceful. People are running madly behind fulfilling their lust. Lust is just satisfying their temporary pleasure, which will never be satisfied with any amount of lust. Kind-hearted people do charity to purify their heart. They live for the welfare of all human beings. Putting a smile on another's face is their prime goal in life. They forget their life problems doing this. You may be good for yourself, in your life, but kindness makes you receive respect, honor, happiness, affection. These are the real blessings. We live in a society where people of different thinking live together. If the people in society are good and kind-hearted, the whole society will grow. Otherwise, everyone will be disturbed. There are some negative people in every society, but positivity always overcomes that. How can we acquire good qualities? The qualities of goodness, kindness, humanity, thoughtfulness, compassion all are the ingredients of good people. To acquire these traits, firstly you have to understand each and every quality very deeply, and you must know the differences between goodness and kindness or humanity and compassion. To acquire these qualities, we must stay attentive every moment. These qualities will be learned effectively in the real world. No institutes will be able to make you acquire these qualities. These traits will be learned from our surroundings. Our family is the best place to learn all in a single place. Our parents always want us to become a good and nice person in life. And they give their best in the making of your life. Reading good books influence your mind. Books are the best resource to learn anything. Start reading from today. Make a habit of reading books every day. Nowadays podcasts are very easy to listen. Listening to podcasts is a very effective way for learning stuff. Audiobooks are also very efficient. All these technologies are present in your pockets. Applying all methods from the first day is difficult. You can start with any one of them and progressively you should go for all. The world is growing very fast, so leave your comfort zone and work for your self-growth. How gentleness and humanity helps in making your life more happy and prosperous. In today's era, everyone is busy in their life. No one cares for others, all have become selfish. This quality creates adversity for society. There will be no unity in the society, it is disastrous. On the other hand, if people acquire good qualities like kindness, goodness, sympathy, we all will grow, our society and country will grow. There will be happiness all around. There are many illustrations in our past when people have sacrificed their lives for their nation. This courage comes from when you have the feeling of love and affection for society and people. Conclusion: goodness and kindness are the two virtues of a good person. Good qualities are the reason for the growth of people and society. Every religion teaches us to become gentle and kind person. The difference between goodness and kindness is very small, but the impact of both in our life is very big. Thank you. Give your valuable feedback regarding this podcast. In addition, if you like the podcast, do share with your friends so that they must know the importance of small things in their life. And always remember to do that.